Hong Kong history. Many hundred years ago, the land which forms Hong Kong today was inhabited by few people. Few people inhabited Hong Kong. The people who inhabited Hong Kong produced salt and caught fish. Salt was produced by some of those people, and fish were caught by others. The land was ruled by the Emperor of China. There was a war between the UK and China from 1839 till 1842. China was defeated in this war. The Chinese were defeated by the British. The Union flag was raised on Hong Kong Island on the 26th of January 1841. By how many people was Hong Kong inhabited when the Union Jack was raised there? At that time, Hong Kong Island was inhabited by 7,450 people. In 1860, China was defeated in another war by the UK, and Kowloon was made part of the colony of Hong Kong. In 1898, Kiao Chau was leased by Germany and was made a German colony. In the same year, the new territories were leased by the UK and were made part of Hong Kong. They were given the name of New Territories, as Hong Kong Island and Kowloon were the old land. The UK did not lease Hong Kong Island and Kowloon. The new territories were leased for 99 years. They were leased until 1997. In the 19th century, schools, universities, and hospitals were built in Hong Kong. One of the graduates was Sun Yat-sen in 1892. In 1911, Manchu rule over China was ended and China was made a republic by Sun Yat-sen. He became the first president of China. The first gas company in Hong Kong was opened in 1862. And the first electric company was opened in 1890. As Hong Kong was made more modern, rickshaws were replaced by buses, ferries, trams, and airlines. Old forms of transport were replaced by modern forms of transport. The Kowloon Canton Railway, KCR, was opened in 1910. The trains went from Tsim Sha Tsui in Kowloon to Canton, today Guangzhou, in China. Hong Kong was protected by the British from war, famine, and chaos in China. As Hong Kong was protected by the British, millions of Chinese came to live there. Kai Tak Airport was built in the 1920s and was opened in 1925. It was closed in 1998 and was replaced by Chek Lap Kok Airport on Lantau. The old airport was replaced by a modern one in 1998. More and more Chinese were driven by war, famine, and chaos in China to the safety and freedom in the British colony. In the British colony, they were protected from the war, famine, and chaos in China. In 1914, Hong Kong was already inhabited by more than 500,000 people, and in 1941 the colony was inhabited by almost 2 million people. In 1941, Hong Kong was attacked by the Japanese. It was the first time the colony was attacked. The city was bombed. Many buildings were destroyed. Much of Hong Kong was destroyed by the Japanese. The British in Hong Kong were defeated by the Japanese. They couldn't protect Hong Kong from the Japanese. From 1941 until 1945, thousands of people were killed by the Japanese and many more were forced to leave Hong Kong. Hong Kong was liberated by the British in 1945. But it was only inhabited by 500,000 people. By the time Hong Kong had been liberated, there were only 500,000 people left there. After the war, China was made into a communist dictatorship. Millions of people were put into concentration camps, Some 60 million were killed by the communists and their left-wing policies that devastated China. This was called the Red Terror. Once again, millions of Chinese were driven from China and were welcomed in the British colony, where they found safety and freedom. Millions of Chinese were protected from death and terror in the colony. The Japanese devastated Hong Kong. In 1947, Hong Kong was devastated from the war, and India was given independence from British rule. Hong Kong was developed and modernized by the British. In 1997, Hong Kong was handed over to China. The Chinese flag was raised over Hong Kong. When the colony was given back to China, the per capita GDP was $781 in China, $27,215 in Hong Kong, and $435 in India. It is marvelous how the devastated Hong Kong of 1945 was developed into a modern city. In 2018, Hong Kong was inhabited by about 7.5 million people. Today, Hong Kong is ruled by China. British rule has been replaced by Chinese rule.